And this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the central coast of California in the United States of America, planet Earth, as it were, as we present to you New Paradigms for a New World, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And today we're going to have as our guest again for a third and, we hope, continuing visits to our program, the author of Sanctuary, actually the co-author of Sanctuary, and the, shall we say, the proprietor, facilitator, master of the AIM program, A-I-M. We'll tell you more about that, and energetic healing. And Stephen Lewis, it is a pleasure to have you back on the program. I always enjoy having the opportunity to talk with you, discuss with you all of these various things that are going on in the world and how you and your AIM program deal with them. It's good to have you here on a Saturday afternoon.
It's my pleasure, Richard, and I'm Rita. And, boy, we got plenty to talk about because, you know, the ancient Chinese thing, may you live in interesting times.
We certainly are, in more ways than one.
That to another, one Oriental says to another, he's been cursed, and they respond that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go right back at you. But, you know, someone non-Oriental will say, oh, why, thank you. We live in interesting times.
Yes, we do. Well, now, there are several issues that we are going to get to this afternoon. But for those who are tuning in for the very first time to an interview with Stephen Lewis, give us a little brief background on your history, but also, again, how it relates to EMC Squared and the AIM program, and also how the book Sanctuary came about. I know that's an awful lot, but in the next couple of minutes, share with us in a nutshell.
How long is this program?
It's 1 hour.
Okay. We may have to extend it.
We might.
You're going to ask 12-part questions like that.
Give us a brief history.
My history, very basically, I've got a basket full of degrees in the healing arts and things of that sort, but my real field is a branch of quantum mechanics, and that is subtle energy of consciousness. Because I was influenced tremendously by Niels Bohr, David Bohm, and a number of others. And when I realized that what they were saying was true, consciousness is what shapes energy, which is formless, into the material world, was the most mind-boggling statement possible. And I learned that, I understood that very, 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 very young, of a young age, and that's been my work ever since. My contention was very simply, if that is the case, then consciousness is a measurable phenomenon. And as such, it can be measured in units of consciousness. And if that is the case, the boundaries, the articulations, the measurement can be changed. And if you change consciousness, you change the material world. Because consciousness, your consciousness, is what makes your material world.
And yet,
so that's the fundamental of it. And then I was using that as a one-on-one spiritual technology. And I say spiritual because it compels you to heal yourself. And I don't think it's possible to separate healing from consciousness and from spirituality. That's just a trinity. They're all one and the same. They're inseparable. So until I had a few more revelations, if you will, and that gave rise to the AIM program, wherein instead of just me being with one person and charging whatever I could charge in Los Angeles, which was quite a bit, because it's kind of a wealthy area, all my clients were either music or the film industry, we can help millions of people at a time. And the number of people who are being helped to heal themselves, that's the most important distinction, is growing by the minute. I don't know what the limit is. I don't know if there is a limit. Now, one thing I did say is help you heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because I believe nobody can heal you but you. However, there's a lot of help available.
People can send you energy, so to speak, in many different forms.
Well, healers don't heal you. Healers change your consciousness.
True.
And with that higher consciousness, you are more able to heal yourself. And so I think they're misnamed, but they're no less valuable for that. I think instead of being talking to Steve Lewis, you were speaking to Buddha or Jesus Christ, you might heal everything about yourself in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just a work in progress. But I still believe you would do the healing of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and every ascended master has said fundamentally that. When Jesus said, you know, if you had as much faith as a lousy mustard seed, you could do greater things than this.
This is true. And there are people who are beginning that process of doing greater things. You mentioned that you use consciousness to affect the material world. And yet you also said that everything is energy. Well, isn't consciousness energy too?
Consciousness is fundamentally, in my mind, the degree to which you perceive your connection, your involvement, your lack of separation from everything, everyone in the entire universe. Now, everything is energy, of course, because E does equal MC squared.
Okay.
But consciousness is a particular type of energy that shapes the E in that formula.
Mm-hmm.
Because the E in that formula, that is what we can call by many things, call it the great hologram, if you will. It's a wave. Now, that wave is everything. And every part of that wave intersects with every other part of that wave at all times. And it's invisible. It has no properties. You can't say what color is it, what's it taste like, what's it smell like. You can't say when is it. It's always. Where is it? It's everywhere. But we live in a world that is fundamentally articulate. And the distinction is things are always of the wave,
mm-hmm.
but they become particulate by virtue of your focus, of your consciousness.
Mm. Well, we're going to get further into this discussion as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. My guest is Stephen Lewis. He is the co-author of Sanctuary and the gentleman who has founded and continues to perpetuate the program AIM. That's not exactly the right word, perpetuate, but he makes it available to you, and you can actually go to a website we'll be giving you here in just a couple of moments to let you know how to do that. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we will be back.
Do your thoughts center on regret and resentment? Do you feel lost with all the joy drained out of your life? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Vanda. I'm a liar, a cheat, a tramp, and a thief.
Yoga Soup presents stand-up comedian Vanda.
Nice to meet you. I'm not even a good thief. I'm a petty thief.
Saturday, May 2nd, 8 p.m.
Good tramp.
At 28 Harker Way, around the corner from the Santa Barbara Roasting Company.
Well, I've been meeting a lot of spiritual people, people with names like
Intimate,
Sky Dancer, and
Hysterical,
Butterfly,
Irreverent Reverence.
The women's names are even weirder.
Saturday, May 2nd, 8 p.m. Call 965-8811 for more laughs.
Chris, I just found the most amazing place. Have you heard about Island View?
You must mean Island View Nursery and Carpinteria. It's on Foothill Road behind the Santa Barbara Polo Field.
Yeah, that's the one.
Of course I've heard it. In fact, it's one of my favorite nurseries. It's not just another nursery. It's teeming with beauty.
I could wander there for hours. It's like taking a little vacation to the islands. They have garden art, pots, and the plants.
For me, it's the size and quality of the plants. They have everything from palms to lavender. Every plant Island View has is bigger, fatter, greener, more lush and plush than plants found at other nurseries. So treat yourself to a garden experience you won't find anywhere else. Island View Nursery is on Foothill Road in Carpinteria behind the polo fields.
Island View Nursery, 684-1296. We'll see you there.
Keeping all that fear
Troubled times and a lot of fear, and that's what we're trying to overcome here on Tell Me Your Story, bringing you new paradigms, those new beliefs, new ways of thinking that will release those fears, and you can live in a much better place. I guarantee you that it certainly isn't going to stress your body out. My guest is Stephen Lewis. He is the author, co-author of the book Sanctuary, and Energetic Matrix is the website, energeticmatrix.com, and the program is AIM, A-I-M. What is the acronym stand for, Stephen?
AIM.
AIM
is the all-inclusive method.
All-inclusive.
It's what happened when I first found the first of what are now many, many, many Rosetta frequencies, and that means a frequency that lets you select what applies to you, what pertains to you. Just as you will never select a frequency for your ovaries, and Amrita will never be concerned about her prostate. But you see, the problem is there are about 500,000 frequencies in the database, and there is not a living human who can focus on 500,000 things.
Well,
if 30 or 40 pertain to you, and you can select those and just pass on the remaining 500,000, then it works. And that is what the Rosetta frequencies did. And that's what made it an all-inclusive method, because it's no longer, it's so far superior to what I was doing alone, because I frankly, without, you know, I'm not being immodest and, nor self-effacing, I think when it comes to energetic evaluation, which is what I do, finding frequencies in consciousness, I believe I'm probably the best in the world, some of the best I've ever met, and I've met many others who do similar things. But I'm not good enough, because if I spent a week with you looking for imbalances, I'd miss something. There's only one person I could never miss anything in. That, of course, is me. But now, with this all-inclusive method, you always know what you need to heal. And if that frequency and its balancing frequency is in the database, you will select it automatically at the appropriate moment, because there's a hierarchy. Some things overlay others, which overlay others, etc.
There are two areas that I want to jump into, and we may only get through one of them in this particular program. And certainly people are hearing in the news today about a particular influenza, and it's starting to work its way through through Mexico, and supposedly, though there's no reports yet, supposedly heading north. But this influenza, we could codify that down from your perspective to a frequency imbalance, right? I mean, isn't that that's what it comes down to?
Yeah. Now, it's a variant of the swine flu.
That's what they're saying.
And I have the frequency of the swine flu in the database. But perhaps this variant is a frequency not in the database. That's why every day, there are no weekends for me at that level. First thing in the morning, I check and see, is there anything? I can only check people. In the key people I check in Las Vegas, obviously, because I live here. In L.A., in New York, in London, and in Sydney, Australia. Is there anything there in these key people that is not in our database, that is not on the AIM program? And whenever I find something, I name it after the person in whom I have found it, because I'm not going to name every disease frequency Stephen.
Right.
That's just not acceptable. And, I mean, you know, would you?
Yeah, well,
so
no.
Anyway, well, you might name it Stephen. We wouldn't name it Richard, so
right.
There it is. well, I'll name more Richard if you'd like.
Well. <That's cool. laughs> All right, well, let's talk about it.
So anyway, if there is a variation, it will have a different frequency. And when it is in a city, now, of course, if it's a newspaper saying this frequency of this swine flu is in Dallas, I'll grab, 50, 60 people in the AIM program who live around Dallas and see if I find a viral frequency not in the database in them. And if I do, the first, the winner, the lottery winner is whoever I find it in first. And it'll be named after that person, be in the AIM program, and then anyone else who is receiving this energetic balancing, who needs to heal that imbalance will select it immediately, automatically, and that's it. Now, there are variants in that, Richard, because, for example, there's MRSA, methicillin resistant staph aureus. You've heard of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, that frequency, I have found, is just the frequency of staph aureus. I don't deal in methicillin or medication anyway, but it is already covered, because I've had a number of people on AIM who've been diagnosed with it. And I went and looked, and I said, okay, well, here, it's covered. And that's it. People are actually applying for energetic balancing. They're saying, I've been diagnosed with this. Do you have that frequency in your database?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look and say, well, yeah, I do. So as far as this variant of swine flu is concerned, when I see it, when I see it in a person or in a slide, which would work just as well, I will then say, is this a different frequency, or is it the swine flu? The same old, same old.
Now, I wish you could have been with Amrita and I yesterday. We were having a conversation, and I felt that what we were discussing was very relevant for our conversation here on this program today, which leads from what we were just talking about regarding this variant on the swine flu and so forth. And the conversation was around, I feel, and I'm going to use this in a generic sense, I in the plural, if you will, you know, anybody out there could say this, you know, I feel great, you know, I'm at home and I get up in the morning and I'm doing great and I'm getting ready to go to work and I drive to work and I'm still feeling fantastic. And I walk in the doors of my job and I feel like suddenly a knot is developing in my stomach and I really don't want to be there because the people around me, it's like they infect me with their energy that is so debilitating. Now, those are frequencies too. How does AIM and how have you addressed one's ability to, shall we say, protect ourselves from those external influences of energy on our energetic body and being, without losing some of the more spiritual / intuitive or psychic abilities that we have? I mean, there are some people who are intuitive in terms of their ability to assist someone in healing. They can pick up on this other person's condition and they can give them, you know, some cursory advice saying, you know, I kind of sense that you have this and I would suggest that you might consider trying, you know, this all natural, this or so forth, not diagnosing and prescribing, but it's just friendly assistance because they may not be aware of these other modalities. How is one able to protect oneself? Is there a way to do that until the AIM program, until you have developed the counter frequency or the frequency balance for that?
Well, I'm not sure I totally understand your question. I'll tell you why. You know, as we said right in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you, and the higher your consciousness, the more it's true, you are connected to everyone and everything. You obviously are smart of a much smaller part of a much smaller hologram in your office than that hologram that is everyone and everything,
mm-hmm.
or that hologram that is all of California or the U.S. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, at some level, if there's an answer to the problem of people being negative around you. I mean, they are what they are.
Okay.
You must be what you are, and very simply, just be there to give them any help you can, if they want it.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not want any help, then we're back to casting pearls before swine.
Okay.
And it is their choice. You know, it's the same reason in the books, actually, which I know you read.
Yes.
The guy who was putting his employees on the AIM program and paying for it himself without telling them. Now, that's written about in Sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that, and I called up, I said, cut it out. That guy was Kevin Trudeau, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, he said, but I know they need it. I said, I think you're right. I know it, too. But the point is, it is not your choice. It's not my choice. Each person has the right to make his own choice. And that choice does not have to meet with your approval.
Right, right.
And so that's simply it. And, you know, I mean, other than that, you're going to have to feel whatever you have to feel. Some people can have a negative effect upon you if their energy is negative. Now, if you look at these people and say, you know, I think there's something that can make them feel a hell of a lot better, and say, look, let me just turn you on to something.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, get lost, okay, then you're a messenger.
Yeah.
We are messengers. Your purpose is not to try and be a pile driver driving home that nail,
right.
The nail of a message or the nail of a coffin, for that matter. Your purpose, very simply, is to deliver the message and move on and deliver the message.
There's
and that's not, there are enhancing frequencies
mm-hmm.
to help you overcome negativity in your environment. I mean, that's why, but for example, that's why every day of my life I take a break during the day and meditate. And my meditation is a very simple one, you know. It's either one of two things. I either meditate on thank you because I've been given so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember it. And it's in English, which even helps. That's even better. Because I don't feel like meditating in some foreign language where the words are what someone tells me they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And the other thing I meditate on is to retain my focus on the fact that I am connected to and part of everyone and everything in the universe. Focus on inclusion rather than exclusion.
That's
and
a good point.
That, you know, but I don't have a day without taking that time to meditate.
Yeah.
Not a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 minutes or maybe 20, you know.
Any amount of time that we can take to do that is certainly beneficial to our being. And another time out that we need to take is to let people know that you're listening to Tell Me Your Story. This is New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're talking with Stephen Lewis, co-author of Sanctuary, and he facilitates the AIM program, All-Inclusive Method. And I'm glad I was got clarification on that as well. And we're talking about energy balancing, basically. That's what it comes down to, and that everything is energy. We are all energy. And we're just looking at, as Stephen has shared with us, using our consciousness to affect the material world in a way that is, however we see it, better for us as individuals. And I think, Stephen, a very, very good point, as you referenced Stephen Trudeau and his maybe good intentions. I'm sorry?
Kevin Trudeau.
I beg your pardon. Kevin Trudeau. Even though they may have been good intentions, as you said before, it's not up to him. What about the... how can people get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to do that? Is that email?
Very simply, go to the website, which is energeticmatrix.com, or aimprogram.com, same website. Or we have a toll-free number, and that is 877-500-3622, 877-500-EMCC. And we will send out some information. No one's going to try and sell you anything because, you know what, it's not something that can be sold.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you get it or you don't. And if you don't get it now and get it in a month or a year, fine.
Right.
It's, you know, but you can't, any more than you can sell the power of prayer.
Right.
How are you going to sell it?
Kind of tough to do.
Yeah. But we'll send out a lot of information.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk with someone, We'll say, if you'd like to talk with someone, let us know. We'll have someone give you a call.
Absolutely. My brother and I were walking out in the desert one evening after a family reunion, and I was chatting with him about some of the things that I had, kind of conclusions I had come to in my life at that point. I think I was maybe 30, 31 years of age, and he's younger than I. And he turns to me and he says, okay, well, it's about time you got it. And I thought about that. I thought about that for a second or two, and I thought, and I said to him, I said, well, you know, it's not about when you get it, but that you get it. And it might have been my 90th year that I got that awareness, that aha moment, or in this case, my 31st year. But it's not about timing. And as you say, you know, we will get it when it's time. We will, people will seek out this information from energeticmatrix.com when they feel ready to do so, and not before. And that's really the bottom line. And again, that's why we put all of these programs out, and this information is to let people decide when it's time for them. But at least it's out there. Stephen,
you're a messenger. You deliver your message,
yeah,
and then deliver it to someone else.
Yeah.
Someone else, and move on.
Well, you delivered a message via email not too long ago, and you started the email basically by saying, don't kill the messenger. Tell us, if you can, a little bit about that, because that phrase could go along with just about anything that we might want to share as far as truths.
I shoot the messenger. But, you know, I measure life force in units of consciousness.
Okay.
I use a scale of 0 to 100. A life force of 0, you have no problems because you have transitioned. That's the polite word now.
Mm-hmm.
And a life, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't say transition, we said dead.
That's right.
But that's no longer, you know, socially acceptable. So that's what zero is. And a life force of 100 is unobstructed life force. Now, I've been doing that for many, 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 many years. And about a dozen years ago, I saw something. I found an imbalance, and I went, wow. Let's see what this means. Because it was an imbalance of an immune deficiency frequency, but it was airborne. And that kind of shook my world up a little bit. So I kept an eye on it. I said, I hope I don't see this again. Well, I never didn't see it again. I kept seeing it. And people kept signing up for the AIM program more and more and more. And when I spoke, instead of having an audience of a dozen people in a bookstore, I had hundreds or thousands. I saw it more and more, and the life force was dropping and dropping. When people like Wayne Dyer and Michael Beckwith got in the AIM program, their life force was around 70, the upper 60s, and it kept dropping. A couple of years ago, it hit 1, and the life force was kind of between 1 and 3 for urban adult males in this country, and, you know, urban adult males in most Western countries, including Australia, but urban.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes suburban, by the way. If you're in Santa Barbara, you're in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And at that level. At many levels, you're sure not. I know both areas. But at that level, you are. And so I use, you know, a logarithm to kind of predict when the next drop would be. I was using that logarithm. It said about, you know, September or so of 2008. It did, about the end of September. And I had people coming in, and a lot of AIM participants. New applicants were coming in at 0.4. And then it took just a matter of weeks before 0.1. Most urban adults in this country who are applying for the AIM program, energetic balancing, are coming in at 0.1, which would be 1 on a scale of 1,000.
Yeah.
And I look to see when would that 0.1 begin to drop. And it said commencing around the end of April, beginning of May of 2009, and reaching a peak somewhere in the autumn, late autumn, early winter, whatever, of the same year. And that's when I said, okay, I've, you know, I've got to fulfill something. My job is to be honest, to tell the truth with my message. Above all, that's what I must do, and not worry about whether people say, oh, that's Chicken Little or it's Pollyanna or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to simply tell the truth as I know it. Now, once I've done that, you can say, he's out of his mind about me. That's fine. But I must tell the truth and not sit and belabor it either. And so that's what I did. But I called up, as we discussed earlier, Richard, I called up my friends in this field. I called up Wayne Dyer. I called up Michael Beckwith. I called up Trudeau. I called up James Ray. I called up Daniel Brown. I called up a lot of people and said, are you with me? This is what I want to send out. I'd like to know if you're there, because I think it's going to be a reaction. And every one of them said, you bet, I'm right there with you, right there for you, which is pretty gratifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's it in a nutshell. And at the end of it, I said, I'm just a messenger. Please, please don't shoot me. Now, as an addendum, you know, going back further than a dozen years or so ago, the average life force for dogs, cats, horses, and humans was between 95 and 99. The average life force for dogs, cats, and horses now, today, is between 95 and 99. The adult urban average life force is somewhere a tad above 0.1 and dropping. I think there's a message there. But, you know, don't shoot me.
All right. Well, let me ask you, based upon your research, what has caused the drop in the human life force number?
The fact that everybody I see, everyone I evaluate, has that frequency that I found 8 dozen years ago. It's a frequency of an airborne immune deficiency. And what the immune deficiency means is not understood by my standards. Now, I can't speak to you medically. I'm not permitted to use anything I do as a medical device.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that. But I believe I'm kind of an authority energetically.
Yeah.
And, again, no false modesty and you know, that's just it. Energetically, what an immune deficiency frequency does is very simply this. We all come here with issues in potential. Now, you can call those issues hereditary diseases, hereditary disease frequencies. You can call them karmic if you want. If you want to speak that language, it doesn't matter. It comes down to the same thing, does it not?
It does, indeed, yes.
Now, but if you had, now, in medicine, it's known, this is common knowledge, diseases run in families. It's known that. I mean, they'll say, you know, in print or on television, if there's a history of breast cancer in your family, get a mammogram. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it?
Mm, okay. Absolutely.
So, yeah, so diseases do run in families. But if you have that potential, that hereditary imbalance, that doesn't mean you have it actively. There is a barrier within you that keeps these things from being active. Now, time and life slowly erodes that barrier until it's gone. And then it's free, this imbalance is free to be active. But that's supposed to happen when you're old, like me. Oh, I am, a card-carrying geriatric.
Okay, right.
It's supposed to happen when you're old. When you have the frequency of an immune deficiency, that barrier is destroyed in less than a year, and every single thing you brought with you, hereditarily, karmically, if you will, becomes ragingly active. That is why you're seeing all these little kids with diabetes. And it's being written about in the papers. You read about it.
Yeah.
Because they have the possibility. And once they have no immune system, Once that frequency of the immune protection is gone, what they have in potential becomes active. So does everything else. Have you noticed the papers writing about the incidence of juvenile cancer?
Well, throw another one in there. Juvenile of autism.
Autism
it used to be a rarity.
One of my pet projects, as you know.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
And that's at some point, if we have time, we'll talk about it if you want. But you, I mean, it's your program. However, all these things that exist in potential, if you have an immune deficiency frequency, it's not potential; it's active.
Okay.
And that is what has caused the life force in humans to drop from between 95 and 99 to 0.1.
Mm-hmm.
And now that 0.1 is starting to show across my desk in new AIM applicants as young as 14.
Mm.
And
that's astounding.
It's beyond astounding. You know, you couldn't write science fiction like this because it's just not believable enough.
Yeah. You're listening to Stephen Lewis, co-author of Sanctuary, and he puts out and facilitates the AIM program, All-Inclusive Method, with energeticmatrix.com. That is the website. You can go directly there or go through our website, richarddugan.com, and get more information. You can also listen to this interview when we are through. It'll be uploaded and available for you. I find it fascinating, the terminology that people love to use. Talking with some folks last night who are probably listening today, and if they are, we certainly are grateful for their participation, even if it is just by listening into the program today. That they asked me if I had podcasts for this program. And I said, well, no, I have archives. It's one and the same. It's all the same stuff. Energy is energy. It doesn't make any difference. It's available on the website at richarddugan.com. Just go to the shows page, go to the top of the list, and Stephen's interview will be at the top of the list following this broadcast. And you can listen again. Now, you've said an awful lot up to this point regarding this new strain that's dropped the life force readings in humans down to 0.1. From the intuitive part of Stephen Lewis, do you think and ponder whether or not this has anything to do with 2012 in any way, shape, or form? How, if it even relates at all?
About it. I don't think so. Whether it's the Aztec or the Mayan or the Incan calendar is not something that is my area of expertise. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think that let's take it as what is the message of this millennium. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're 9 years into it now, right?
Yeah.
I think the message is very simply this. This is a revolution within evolution. Now, it's always evolution. But when time moves rapidly enough, time is not linear, it is a revolution within evolution. And this revolution is simply this. The old paradigm has ceased to work, and we must find a new paradigm, and there is that new paradigm. That new paradigm is we must live in a state of higher consciousness. That's the only recourse we have. And it will, and this, I'm speaking on a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
That will answer us. That will enable us to survive and thrive, for that matter. But that is the only recourse we have left. And we've created this dilemma, very simply. I've thought about why we created it. It's a pretty obvious thing, Richard. You know, our technology on this planet is astounding, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this. We have not insisted that our technology serve spirituality.
Mm.
Okay, now, serving profitability is not quite the same. And I'm not against making money. I like it. I like the things I get with it.
You're here.
Yeah, I'm here now. But you must serve spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, that is the number one consideration, because if technology doesn't serve spirituality, technology is a cannibal. If you're living with a cannibal, aren't you curious about what's for dinner?
Hmm. Yeah.
Not you should be, because that is the scenario of this moment.
Yeah.
You know, we've used our technology not to enrich our lives, really. And don't get me wrong, I like that. I love the wheel. Love indoor plumbing. Kudos. Mm. However, we have used it to make our planet become less and less and less habitable.
Yeah.
And we've justified that cardinal crime by with spin doctors.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Yeah. It's the equivalent.
You know, I mean, you got to have a rainforest. You've got to have plankton. You got to have a lot of things.
Yeah.
And what we are doing, everyone's focusing on the economy right now.
Yeah.
And the economy is just a symptom of this overall thing. And the same people are involved who have been involved. That's what are we doing? We're mortgaging the future away.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of painting yourself into a corner, only in this case, the paint never dries. And so you're always going to be stuck in that corner with no place to go. And that's really what, you know, what's happening in many, if I may use the euphemistically speaking, other corners of the world. We just keep doing it. And yet there are so many ways in which we can, if not necessarily undo, we can stop doing more that we've been doing. We can at least decrease that effect to a degree, and maybe we can reverse it. I don't know. All I know is that the program that we have brought forth brings forth these new paradigms. I've often said this, Stephen, that I know there is another way to live. I don't know what that is, but I am going to find it and share that with the rest of the world.
You see, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but here's the point. I said technology must serve spirituality. The point is simply this. Spirituality is fundamentally eternal. That is its nature. It's within its definition. Technology is, by definition, transient. It comes down to, like, just look at MDs. What is their shibboleth? What is the most important part of that oath, Hippocratic Oath?
Mm-hmm.
It is, above all, do no harm.
Do no harm.
Now, if you are not going to make sure you are doing no harm, you're going to let the triumph of thalidomide become the tragedy of birth defects, and on and on and on. And, you know, I understand about profit, but we are supposed to be represented by people who say you cannot profit at the expense of society.
Yeah.
And eventually what's happening now was inevitable. It was going to happen. And where it will go, I don't know. However, every revolution, very simply, has its rate of attrition. That's part of the definition of revolution. The Ice Age was a revolution, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the only dinosaur we've got left is Barney.
And he's purple.
Right. But on the other hand, there are many species that thrived.
Mm-hmm.
You must change when you must change. Otherwise, you take your chances.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And that's the entire point, and that's why I said, okay, I'm a messenger. Don't shoot me.
No. I don't even own a gun, so don't worry about it from my quarter of the world, if you will. It's the all-inclusive method. It is the Energetic Matrix and energeticmatrix.com. The book is Sanctuary. I'm Richard Dugan. Stephen Lewis is my guest, and we're going to continue here on the program. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Vanda. I'm a liar, a cheat, a tramp, and a thief.
Yoga Soup presents stand-up comedian Vanda.
Nice to meet you. I'm not even a good thief. I'm a petty thief.
Saturday, May 2nd, 8 p.m.
Good tramp.
At 28 Harker Way, around the corner from the Santa Barbara Roasting Company.
Well, I've been meeting a lot of spiritual people. People with names like...
Intimate.
Sky Dancer and...
Hysterical.
Butterfly.
Irreverent Reverence.
The women's names are even weirder.
Saturday, May 2nd, 8 p.m. Call 965-8811 for more laughs.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes. And on that great ocean road, all the countries in our bones. All the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my very best to understand you.
Tell me your story, new paradigms for a new world. And that's plural, paradigms. There's more than one out there, and we're trying to find the one that works for us. Whether it's me speaking from a plural perspective or we speaking from a community perspective, trying to find those that work the best. And we certainly hope that you will consider what Stephen has been sharing with us here on the program today and at least check it out. Go to energeticmatrix.com if you get a chance to at a bookstore, or even pick it up at energeticsmatrix.com. Pick up the book Sanctuary and read through it. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, because it has been a while since I've read the book, it is a novel. It is fiction, but it has fact-based information in it. Is that correct?
Well, sure, because I was working in practice in Los Angeles when I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are issues of confidentiality.
Right.
I mean, I didn't even use my real name. I use the name Max Stevens. But that was by design, because the first person who taught me about the physics of consciousness was this guy named Max, who's still around, by the way, in the 90s. And I thought, you know what? This is for you, Max.
Mm.
And, what was serendipitous was someone gave him a copy of the book. He read it. He managed to find a way to get a hold of me, and he said, "Steve, it's Max." I won't give you his last name, because that's also a confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "That name you've chosen." I said, "Yeah, Max. It's because it's you." Of course, it's just a small gesture of thank you for what you've given me.
Yeah. Well, we.
That's a good enough mantra for me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you for sharing your time. And before we let you go, in the last 2 minutes, I ask this question of most every one of my guests as we come to the close of an hour. This is remarkable work that you have been doing over the years and that you bring to us today. And we are going to have you back again on a regular basis to keep us updated on things that are happening, keep people's minds fresh. But there are so many other things that you could be doing, Stephen, and I can't even go through a list of those things that there would be that would be interesting for you to do. Why is this so important for you?
Very simply, this has been my focus since I was a kid. And I received a very, very strong message saying that, you know, I am not a miracle, but I am the custodian of a miracle. There's a very, very, very salient difference. And, you know, I'm old enough to retire, Richard. I've been successful enough. Now, we live kind of modestly. You know, I don't need my own island.
Mm-hmm.
But the message I've gotten is, I'll tell you when, not yet. And, okay. And I feel that basically I'm getting guidance saying this is what you must do. This is my job. I was chosen to do this job. And, you know, what are you going to do about that? But say, thank you.
Yeah. Has there ever been a point at which you said, you know, I want to resign from this job?
All the time. All the time. You know what? It's like, not resign and count the waves in the ocean, but, you know, just work with my research and not deal with, you know, a million calls and this and that and that. But, you know, the message I get is, I'll tell you when. I'm waiting for that call.
You're waiting for
that message. It's fine, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but until that time, very simply, this is my job.
Yeah.
And I always speak, really, whenever I'm doing my job, about, are we told? Because that is part of, and that's the essence of it, that what I'm doing is not something just for me. I'm doing it for us. We are all in this together. We all need each other. Every blessed one of us. I need you. You need me. We need each other. We're in this together. And we can come out of this looking like gold, you know?
Yeah.
However, we can. Some will, some won't.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I feel I'm doing what I must do.
Absolutely. As we are doing the same thing here with Tell Me Your Story again, thank you so much for joining us.
So.
Stay on the line. We're going to chat with you after the program's over. And a reminder that if you want to hear this interview again, it'll be up on the website, richarddugan.com, in about 15 minutes or so. I've got other things that I must take care of before I can put that up there, but it'll be available to you. And join us every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true. It doesn't matter what the dream is. If it's your dream, it's valid. Make it happen. You can do that. I'm Richard Dugan. Have a fantastic Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Saturday at the same time. Until then, love to all.